actually working much better now. I don't know what we did.
We fixed it.
Yeah. I'm actually not sure what we did to fix it, but we're live again. VeeamON 2017. We are live again, coming to you from Vanguard headquarters at the Le Méridien Hotel, New Orleans, Louisiana, USA, World Universe.
Now they all know.
In which city?
Tell what room
so just make up a room number.
It's actually we're actually on the roof right
we're
now.
On the roof yeah.
But lucky enough to be surrounded by, you know, many of my fellow Vanguards, friends, V experts, Microsoft MVPs, Cisco CCIEs, you know, pretty much any certification that a person could want is in this room right now. You know, if we all combined our aggregate bill rates right now, we could do really well. We could probably buy a country in a short amount, in short order. So Alan, why don't you introduce us to our next guest on Interview with the Vanguard?
We've got Tim here.
Very good.
That's right.
Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Tim at tsmith_co on Twitter. That's right. Got to throw that out there. I blog at tsmith.co. That little M would have cost way too much, so it's just .co.
Actually, before the interview, he actually said that for every person that follows him right now on this stream, he will buy them a beer. You just have to find him and say you followed him.
Well, you know, it's so funny. So the Veeam account tweeted one of my articles. I was like, oh great, more followers. I lost one, and that's all. So I don't know what that's going to say for this week.
Well, you know, when there's free beer on the line at a conference, you're going to have a lot more followers.
So Alan's actually going to offer two beers.
Two. I'm going to match this
to every person that unfollows Tim right now.
The problem is, if I'm buying you beer, I don't drink beer, so I don't know what's good and bad.
He doesn't drink beer either.
I don't drink either.
Oh,
uh-oh. Awesome. I feel like I might have to be.
Right on, right on, Tim. So coming to New Orleans, have you been here before?
This is my first time in New Orleans.
Right on, right on. So anything that you're looking forward to doing this week?
I don't have anything planned for sightseeing, but just the conference here. And a test, and hopefully passing that test.
Well, I'm glad you said you planned on the conference. That's good.
I should probably show up.
Yeah,
that's gonna be important. So we're gonna actually start bringing in, for the first time in our interviews, live Twitter feed.
This is dangerous.
All right,
let's see what we get.
So if you want to,
you can just hear them all.
The Vanguard.
Yes. You need to send them to hashtag MVP Hour.
All right.
And then Dave here at the console.
Oh, that's just a retweet.
Put them back in. And we're searching for a good tweet. So we've got a room full of Vanguards.
All right.
Who are not taking advantage of this situation. Cell phones in hand. Oh, there we go.
So we have our first tweet that came out for you, Tim.
That's right, yeah.
And this one says, hey, Tim, I see that you have an HPE shirt on.
Yeah.
Which acquisition did you come from, and what's your job's lifespan?
So I work with a VAR, so I work with many different technologies. And as all the Vanguards know, HPE has a good relationship with Veeam. So
that's great.
We've got the Store Once appliance, right? It's a great dedupe appliance that I think they just released some... back in HPE Discover, they actually announced that they did a code upgrade that actually speeds up instant recoveries on a Store Once deduplication appliance by 60-70%.
Wow.
I'm not sure how.
Probably running Microsoft ReFS on that.
Probably. For free. Free upgrade and all.
But this is the HPE community shirt. So.
Nice.
Communities.
If we
joined together.
Somehow got you a Microsoft shirt.
I'll never turn down a shirt as long as it's comfortable.
Okay, let me see where this is.
I've not been offered one, so.
Right. Dave's got one on right now.
That's right.
Look
you
at
can
that.
Have the shirt off my back. here's another
one. It's another one about the shirt. What is the fascination with the shirt?
So this one's, why are you wearing that HPE t-shirt on camera? All right. They really like your shirt. That one there came in from Johnny from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
That one actually came in from Ian because I can actually see his picture on the tweet. All right, let's see the next one. This is kind of fun. Let's see here.
What? It's the no. It's a retweet of the shirt.
It's just a retweet. That's no fun. All right, you guys got to come up with some new questions here.
There is one there off Nick.
Yeah. Also, Gretz has killed me again.
Oh,
see. Ask him in person. Oh,
no more.
No more questions.
Oh, Nick, ask him in person what your question was.
Yeah, why don't you just ask him in person?
How do you feel about the movie Deja Vu, which I believe was filmed in this very city?
Okay.
I'm not even familiar with that movie.
You want me to read this one?
What's your favorite?
Okay, so we have one here for you.
All right.
Okay, so this one here was an almost tweet that didn't quite make it through.
Oh, okay.
So this one's from Matt up in Canada.
Oh, yes. I think I might be familiar with him.
says, hey, Tim, what vendors provide hardware and storage? What vendors provide hardware? Hardware storage providers for Veeam and Hyper. Have you been drinking?
I think he has.
Maybe TSA took some of the letters out as it was crossing the border here.
Are you talking about like storage integration for SAN, or are you talking about storage integration for repositories?
Oh, I'm talking about for SAN. Any VSS provider for my Hyper-V cluster.
Oh, well, VSS providers. That's I would recommend using on-host proxy mode. So that way you don't have to worry about those VSS provider integrations.
Or upgrade nice to answer. Server 2016. Get much better.
Yes, because now you have. Let me change the adjective here. Better snapshots.
VSS is fun. And the ride just got better.
And we just turned Alan's head back into a
oh, in the Vanguard. Again.
Okay, I'll just slouch.
There we go. Do I need to sit up a little more upright so we can see the shirt?
We can just go like this.
Yeah. Oh, wrong way.
Slide that down a little bit.
There we go.
There we go. Now I can't even see my screen anywhere. But
that's all right.
You guys slouched it.
So,
what do you need to see?
So tell me, Tim, what is your favorite new thing that's come out in technology in 2017?
Oh, you know, well, there's a couple things we can't talk about yet for Veeam.
Yes.
But things that are released, let's say, in the ecosphere.
I do have that picture of an NDA somewhere.
Well, yeah, weird, we can hold that up.
Just, NDA? Rick, are you listening?
You know, I like REFS. I've been a longtime VMware fan, and I have to say that I am liking Hyper-V 2016.
Okay, we can stay.
This
interview can go on for a little longer
like
now.
The extended, you made the pass point in the race car game. Okay. Time extended.
Actually, I'm pretty excited about Azure Stack. So that is ready to go at home to get installed in the lab to try out.
Nice.
Now with release candidate 3 or tech preview 3 or whatever they're calling that, 3.
So we have another question that just came in. This is from Dean. And so he says, hey, Tim, what is the costliest mistake you've ever made in business that you can admit to on the air live? Please tell us who your customer was.
Sure.
You know, what's funny, I've only actually caused one outage that I know of.
Production?
No, I don't manage production because I've always been a consultant role. So I just go in for projects, tell people what they need to put in, then walk away.
Really? I take servers down all the time. This morning I took a whole farm down.
Well, see, that's what I did was it was my first consulting job, and they brought me in to show me on HP servers how on this particular rack mount you could hot swap not only fans, but you could hot swap, I think, PCI cards in certain slots and whatnot. And so they pulled it out as it's running. It's their Exchange server, tops off. And I'm like, oh, and all I did was just touch the case, and there was enough static. Exchange server reboots.
So what we need to talk about,
certifications. Exchange really likes to be rebooted hard.
So Dave, and it was Exchange 2000.
We were talking about certifications in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think we missed one.
A plus.
Nah.
Where was your anti-static?
I never got the A plus.
We know. We can tell.
Right. What else do we got?
Oh, we got the whole stream filling
now,
up.
Now, I have another I've got another story.
All right.
It's story time with
Tim. I can answer this one.
Okay, so this question here is if you could have one feature for yes. Veeam V10, what would it be?
So I actually would like, and I have no idea if that's on the roadmap or not, but I would actually like the ability to have almost an HA VBR server over at the replication site. So nothing for backup, but just for replication. That way, you know, it is really easy to replicate your VBR server. It's a virtual machine, spin it up, and then you can, you know, do all your failover plans or restore. But it would be nice to have that just standing by on the other side, aware of the replicas over there, so you can connect in right away and get the environment back up and running.
That's a good one. Alan, you got another one? Yeah, let's try this one.
No, that's...
It's the shirt again.
I see Ian's question, but that doesn't have anything to do with Veeam right now.
Oh, this is a good one. We actually have a breakout session. There's actually three breakout sessions on this.
I see.
Four
letters there. R E F S. How is that pronounced? I think they need to.
So I can
attend a breakout session.
I know what that is.
Me too.
So every time I watch a hockey game and it doesn't go my way,
you yell at the
refs.
Refs. Oh, exactly. No, not refs.
Well, we went there.
I'm going to be on the boat of just REFS.
No, it's REFS.
No, that's so Reefus. Reefus.
No, that's
I can't get on. Is it NTFS or is it just?
It's Nitibus.
Nitibus. This is what separates the VMware guys from the Microsoft guys. And the rest are
just a couple retweets in there. All right.
Yeah. Well, I guess are we talking about clustered file systems or?
Real clustered file systems. Oh.
Oh.
CSPs are not clustered
files. All paths down. I wonder how that works when your LUN just goes offline.
All right.
Well,
so.
Any other questions?
All friends in this room, remember that.
Any other questions for Ask Tim Anything?
Not related to the shirt.
Well, there's lots of swag here at VMware. There's lots of vendors.
At VMware?
Did you just say
at
VMware? The
LUNs are put in my head
let's
now.
Take a moment. Let's take a moment to appreciate his very last episode.
Yeah. wait, I have to actually delete the MVP
right.
logo off there.
See, Dave doesn't let me see that. I've just got the Twitter feed here. And see right there, Microsoft or VMware.
User defensible position.
Yeah.
So what was the question?
Well, we've just got some requests for more questions for you.
But it's lighting up pretty good here.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty good. So
where can we find you on the floor at the conference VeeamON conference?
Do you have sessions just attending? What
I am just attending. I should have submitted, but I didn't.
In
so.
Our room. That's
well,
right.
No,
yeah.
No, you should.
You
shouldn't
a
have
Veeam
submitted.
Vanguard.
What's that?
So
yeah.
You have to be helping out down there.
Well, I always answer questions.
Okay, excellent. See, we've got a whole channel called VeeamON.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's going to be tons of people there that want to ask you questions.
If you want to ask me any certification questions for Veeam,
Veeam
on Twitter,
A plus.
I can take care of those.
So I made the mistake of submitting every session I could possibly think of.
I heard there's quite a few.
Yes. So I actually only have one Veeam session.
Okay.
And the rest, the Microsoft team dragged me into the booth. So they had like 20 theater sessions, and now apparently I'm doing 9 theater sessions.
That's a good learning moment.
Yes.
So Microsoft says, please choose some sessions you'd be willing to present.
Don't choose
give
all
them
of them.
7 or 9.
Dave.
They'll pick you for all of
Dave,
them.
Dave, we'll take all your sessions.
Yeah.
So now I have eight sessions on Wednesday. That's going to make drinking on Tuesday a little difficult.
Might need to switch to water for a while there.
Yes. I think so. Awesome, Tim. Well,
thank you for joining us.
Thank you
very
much.
No problem. Thanks.
Oh,